Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 45, The Final Years in Jagannath Puri, Episode 20, Lord Chaitanya's Ecstatic Exhibitions, Part 15, taken from Chaitanya Charitamrita Antyalila, Chapter 19, The Inconceivable Behavior of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy then devised various means to pacify Lord Chaitanya. They sang songs of meeting, which transformed Lord Chaitanya's heart and made Lord Chaitanya's mind peaceful. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lamented in this way, half the night passed. Then Swarup Damodar made Lord Chaitanya lay down in the room known as Gambira. After Lord Chaitanya was made to lie down, Ramananda Roy returned home, and Swarup Damodar and Govinda lay down at the door of the Gambira. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed awake all night, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Lord Chaitanya's mind was overwhelmed by spiritual ecstasy. Feeling separation from Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so distraught that in great anxiety, Lord Chaitanya stood up and began rubbing his face against the walls of the Gambira. Blood oozed from the many injuries on Lord Chaitanya's mouth, nose, and cheeks. But due to Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic emotions, Lord Chaitanya did not know of it. In ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rubbed his face against the walls all night long, making a peculiar sound,
gong, gong,
which Swarup Damodar could hear through the door. Lighting a lamp, Swarup Damodar and Govinda entered the room, and when they saw Lord Chaitanya's face, they were filled with sorrow. They brought Lord Chaitanya to his bed, calmed him, and then asked, "Why have you done this to yourself?" "Oh, I was in such anxiety that I could not stay in the room. I wanted to go out, and therefore I wandered about the room looking for the door. Unable to find the door, I kept hitting the four walls with my face. My face became injured and it bled, but still I could not get out." So in this state of madness, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind was unsteady. Whatever Lord Chaitanya said or did was all symptomatic of madness. Swarup Damodar was very anxious, but then he had an idea. So the following day, he and the other devotees considered it together. And after consulting with one another, they entreated Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to allow Shankara Pandit to lay down in the same room with Lord Chaitanya. Thus, Shankara Pandit lay at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Chaitanya placed his legs upon Shankara's body. Shankara thus became celebrated by the name Prabhu Padopadhana, the pillow of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shankara was like Vidura, as Shukadeva Goswami previously described him. Iti bhuvanam vidurang vanitam sahasrashish nash charanopadanam prahrishta roma bhagavat kathayam praniyamano munir abhyachashta. When submissive Vidura, the resting place of the legs of Lord Krishna, had thus spoken to Maitreya, Maitreya began speaking. His hair standing on end due to transcendental pleasure of discussing topics concerning Lord Krishna. Shankara massaged the legs of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but while massaging, Shankara would fall asleep and thus lay down. Shankara Pandit would lay asleep without a covering on his body, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would get up and wrap Shankara with Lord Chaitanya's own quilt. Shankara Pandit would always fall asleep, but then Shankara would quickly awaken, sit up, and again begin massaging the legs of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, Shankara Pandit would try to stay awake the entire night. Out of fear of Shankara, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could neither leave his room nor rub his lotus-like face against the walls. This pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's has been described very nicely by Raghunath Das Goswami in his book known as Gauranga Stava Kalpavriksha. Svakiyasya Pranarbuddha Sadrisha Gostasya Virahat Pralapan Unmadat Satatang Atikurvan Vikaladhi Dadhad Vitao Shasvad Vadana Vidhu Gharshena Rudhirang Shatotang Gorango Hridaya Udayan Mang Madayati. Because of separation from his many friends in Vrindavana, who were like his own light, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke like a madman. Lord Chaitanya's intelligence was transformed. Day and night, Lord Chaitanya rubbed his moon-like face against the walls, and blood flowed from the injuries. Oh, may that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rise in my heart and make me mad with love. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed immersed day and night in an ocean of ecstatic love for Krishna. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya was submerged, and sometimes Lord Chaitanya floated. Recorded July 30, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Narayana Vasudeva, Hey Nath Narayana Vasudeva, Hey Nath Narayana Vasudeva.
Vasudeva Paraveda Vasudeva Paramukha Vasudeva Parayoga Vasudeva Parakriya Vasudeva Paranjanam Vasudeva Parantapah Vasudeva Parodharmo Vasudeva Paragati Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya 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 Shri Krishna Govinda Hari Murari Nath Narayana Vasudeva Shri Krishna Govinda Hari Murari He Nath Narayana Vasudeva He Nath Narayana Vasudeva Nata Narayana Vasudeva Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Om Tat Sat.
Recorded July 30, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa.